Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Health Army Podcast. My name is Brad Schaubecker. I'm a certified health coach, and I help people move forward with their health. Here we are getting through another week. It's the weekend. It's Saturday. And, you know, for a lot of us, we celebrate that it's the weekend, right? We're like, oh, finally, the weekend is here, and we kind of let out a big relief, and here we are, right? And here's the point of what this episode is about today and is on my mind, and I've been actually posting about this the last couple weekends on my Facebook page, is creating distance. And this was a mindset shift for me. Like, you know, I used to fall into this trap and this mindset, just like everybody else did. But a big game changer for me and my health was this mindset of creating distance. And how I create distance from everybody else is putting in the work on the weekends, when a lot of us are off doing other things. And then here's the thing, I'm not saying that I don't enjoy myself sometimes and a lot of times during the weekend, but I never lose sight of my goals. I never put my goals to the wayside. Because in this game of, honestly, of weight loss that I help a lot of people with, in this game of improving your health, we put that to the wayside a lot of times, and we forget about those 2 days, that Saturday and Sunday, and I'll even say part of Friday on Friday nights. We forget about that. And it's crazy because in those 2 days, those Saturday and Sunday, on those weekends, when we tend to push those goals to the wayside, a lot of times that just negates all our progress we made during the week. And then we get to Monday and we're back to square one. Right? We get to Monday and we're back to square one because we ruined all of our progress in just 2 days. And I just got tired of doing that. I got tired of falling into that trap. I made a promise to myself that I was going to change my health. I made a promise to myself that I was going to get 30 pounds off my body, and not just get it off, but keep it off. I made a promise to myself. And in that promise, what I've had to do is I've had to come to realize that you just can't stop putting in the work, even on the weekends. And what I convey and what I tell to a lot of my clients, actually to all my clients, is that if we're going to make this a lifestyle for you, if we're going to be making being a healthy person a lifestyle for you, you got to do it on the weekends also. And when you're doing that, you create distance. You keep working on yourself on Saturday and Sunday. Again, not to say that you can't have any fun. That's not what I get, because I have a ton of fun on the weekends. But I've just learned to make it all coexist. You know, I'm a person, I like to have some drinks too, right? And I've made that coexist. We are me and my wife are very social. We go out a lot with friends and family, and we make that coexist and still have a ton of fun. How do we do that? Because we don't lose sight of our goals. And honestly, we don't care what others think about us. We do, but we don't. It's that mentality of, hey, we go out to eat or something, you know, where I used to get some crap, right? I honestly do. And you guys, I'm sure do sometimes. Like, why are you eating like that? Why are you eating this? Why are you drinking that? I used to get that all the time. And I was able to push through that, push through all that questioning and stay on point with my goals, because that's fine. Those people can think what they want to think, but they don't have my goals. And now I don't get any flack anymore because I've changed my identity to, this is what people have come to know me as. This is what people know that I do. But I had to create that distance, especially on the weekends and going out, you know, to social events and all those different kinds of things, to gatherings with family. I created distance on the weekends. I'm very active on the weekends. I'm not like destroying my body. The weekends more for me are what I call active recovery. During the week, I go to the gym and I lift weights in the mornings for 30 minutes. Not a long time. And then on the weekends, I'm active doing some walking, doing some bike riding, and just enjoying the weekend, all while creating distance. While others are forgetting about their goals, I'm out there keeping my goals in the forefront, all while still having fun. Right? Creating distance. I'm gaining on my goals while so many others are just putting their goals to the wayside and waiting till Monday. I refuse to do that anymore. And I hope that you do too. It's such a mindset shift. And so much of this getting healthy is being able to shift your mind. And yes, it's not going to be easy at first. Going through this stuff is not easy at first, but unless you go through it, and you can do it. You can. You just have to make a decision of how important it is to you. And honestly, I love what I do because, you know, working with people and their health, because guess what? If we don't have our health, what do we have? I'm going to say that again. If we don't have our health, what do we have? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So creating distance on the weekends is very important to me. And I love that concept. And I wanted to share it with everybody today. I hope this has helped you kind of look at things in a different manner. And this obviously, I'm a certified health coach and I'm going to talk about health most of the time. But this could be with any goal. It doesn't have to be health goals. It could be whatever goal you want to accomplish. Are you working on that on the weekends? Are you creating distance from everybody that's out there, you know, partying and just taking the weekend off and sitting on the couch and watching Netflix? Or are you at least have your goals in the forefront? Are they that important to you? Because unless they become that important to you, you're not going to create distance on the weekend. I can guarantee you that. But as you start to learn to do that, it becomes a very powerful tool. And it's going to start to set you apart from so many others. And guess what? I'm not here to say just because I'm creating distance that I'm better than anybody. But guess what? If I can share this with others, if other people can watch me, you know, and they end up doing that, same thing. That's powerful. That's why I'm sharing this message with you this weekend. And to watch that ripple effect is so awesome. Just like, you know, it's crazy to me to look back when I changed my health, when I lost my weight 6.5 years ago, to how that has rippled down to so many others. And I become more passionate and passionate about this every day because people keep getting healthy. People keep improving their health. And it's powerful. And it gets me out of bed every day. And I'm going to keep sharing my message with you. And I hope you enjoy it. Everybody, have a good weekend.